Typically, picking grapes is done by a professional crew. But the owner of Old World Winery, Derek Trowbridge, has a different idea about how things should be done.
Efficiency means that everybody's working at their peak and no wasted effort. That could be somewhat robotic. This is sort of the opposite of the robotic energy.
That's why during the harvest, he invites members of the community to pick the grapes with him. It's a small family winery. Instead of a day of work, it's more like a party. Around 20 people roused before 6 a.m. on a Saturday morning to help Trowbridge harvest his grapes. The kids run through the vineyards playing tag, while the adults wind their way leisurely through the vines.
I think people are seeking a way to understand the natural rhythms of the year. You know, if you're in a desk job, you know, maybe you're not as in touch with that. And a lot of people that we seem to come to us are in that position, and they want to experience something else. And so that's what I offer.
Trowbridge says this winery is much more than a business. It's a piece of his history. These vines were planted by his Italian ancestors when they first came to California around 120 years ago.
It's kind of hard to imagine that our great-grandfather pruned these same vines that we now come and prune and pick, and we get to tend these amazing heritage vines.
Although Trowbridge has a quirky approach to his family's business, he understands the struggle of other winemakers to attract labor, especially this year, since the Trump administration's crackdown on immigrants.
You know, there's a lot of people that are really scared, and it's not as easy to get labor here now, and we're definitely seeing that. And wages and everything this year are just completely changing compared to how they were even last year. Farm laborers getting higher wages and more benefits, and bigger growers are doing that to compete with each other for the small labor pool that's actually here. People that got deported, people that are afraid to come here. There's less numbers than there used to be, and that's a problem for us farmers.
He says larger commercial growers are turning towards mechanization to avoid labor shortages and having to pay the higher costs. Jose Chavez is one of Trowbridge's full-time employees. He helps out with every aspect of caring for the vineyard. In these times, wages are higher, he says. People want to earn $30 an hour. I ask Chavez if he thinks it's weird that so many people showed up to pick grapes just for fun.
No, es muy buena. A mí me gusta. Me gusta porque es.
He says no. It's really nice. I like it. There's that saying: we're stronger together.
La unión es la fuerza.
Of course, calling upon friends and family won't solve the labor problems of a $13 billion industry, which, according to the North Bay Business Journal, is how much the wine industry contributed to Sonoma County in 2014. But picking grapes is a fun way to spend a Saturday. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.